I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. State officials are about to outlaw 75 mind-altering substances, some of which have already found their way into Vermont. It's the latest move in the never-ending game of cat and mouse with manufacturers of synthetic drugs. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, law enforcement officers and public health officials are struggling to keep up with the bad guys.
4 years ago, Governor Peter Shumlin convened a press conference in Montpelier to announce the state's latest volley in the battle against substance abuse. Flanked by his commissioners of public health and public safety, Shumlin outlined a plan to make illegal a class of drugs known as bath salts. As it turns out, laws targeted at these substances have a pretty short shelf life.
The people who design and create what people think of as designer drugs are very creative chemists.
That's state toxicologist Sarah Vose. Vose helped select many of the 75 psychoactive compounds that will soon be added to the state's list of regulated drugs. It isn't the first time the state has had to update the list, and Vose says keeping pace with the industry that produces these substances is an ongoing struggle.
And they can change molecules very easily to avoid being regulated. So the updates to this list are an attempt to keep ahead of that trend in designer drug creation.
Synthetic drugs, often procured in large quantities from drug-making facilities in China, have fueled serious public health crises in cities around the country. The potency and effect of these drugs can vary greatly from batch to batch, and users can suffer a range of ill effects, such as paranoia, elevated blood pressure, hallucinations, and in some cases, death. John Merrigan, commander of the Vermont State Police Drug Task Force, says designer drugs aren't his primary concern.
Heroin still the biggest by far. The opiate issue here is the biggest, but it's still significant.
Until as recently as 3 years ago, Vermont consumers could purchase bath salts and other designer drugs legally in retail gas stations and head shops. They were sold in small pouches with brand names like Blue Silk, Cloud Nine, and Ivory Wave. The trade in these substances has since moved almost entirely to the black market in Vermont, where Merrigan says the products can go for as much as $100 a gram.
What we've had a lot of is what's going by the street name of just bath salts, but it could be any number of chemical compounds that people order straight from China.
The new list of regulated compounds includes all manner of drugs, including stimulants, depressants, and hallucinogens. Among the soon-to-be-illegal compounds is acetylfentanyl, a derivative of the powerful opiate that has been blamed for several deaths in Vermont. The Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules will convene a hearing on the regulated drug rule proposal next week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.